Hey y'all, this is Moni.
And this is Kat.
Hey Kat.
And this is the Fake Ass Book Club. Wait, can we both say it or no?
All right, guys. Well, welcome back. This is Moni.
And this is Kat. What's up, Moni?
Okay. You know, you got it.
It's technical difficulty central. But you never know it.
I know. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
The adversity.
You're really sweet. And you look fabulous as normal too. You're actually radiant.
Yeah. Wow. It's the ring light. Thank you. It's giving life.
Yeah, thank you, ring lights.
Thank you, ring light. Definitely. Well, I just, you know, want to welcome you guys back. I'm excited to be here. This is our last episode for 2022. Can you believe that?
I can. I feel like we've done approximately 52 episodes.
Wow. It is approximately.
And then in some change.
Yeah, man.
5236.
Wow.
Yeah, I can believe it, but it's been really fun.
It has.
I don't think my life would be as fully enriched as it is right now if it wasn't for doing this podcast with you. Real talk.
I have to agree. So cheers to you, friend. I don't know if you have.
Cheers.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I got a margarita,
cheers.
Girl.
What? In a teacup. Shut your mouth. This is a rum punch, which I spilled all over myself. Before,
because of gravity?
Just, oh my God.
Gravity is
set up.
When they talk about the enemy, it's gravity.
Well, welcome back, you guys. We are, we're going to be moving into the last episode of this calendar year of 2022. And so I think what better way to kind of end the year than with a fake ass episode, you know?
Getting back to our roots.
So I wanted to, and so that actually kind of got me thinking too, just, I mean, we were talking about how far we've come, everything we've been through during the year, all of the, challenges, et cetera. And, you know, because it's toward the end of the year, I think people get naturally sort of introspective about themselves and all kinds of stuff. And I just thought, God, man, we've been friends forever. And, you know, what a
more than a little bit.
And what a fantastic sort of topic to kind of end the year with, just kind of highlighting our friendship and sort of talking about the evolution of our friendship. But then just also just what is friendship? You know, how do we define it? You guys, if you're new here, we do cuss. We, you know, whatever. Just clutch your pearls. I mean, we're going to try to keep it. It's fine. Trust me. It's real talk. We're going to have a really good convo. So stick around.
I feel like we've been cussing less.
And we, as in me, I am usually the one cussing. Not you so much. I mean, you do, but not as much as me. I'm pretty bad. Sometimes.
I feel like we've cleaned up our act.
We're trying, kind of. You know what I mean? Trying to be whatever. Evolving. But with that in mind, you guys, before we jump into that, let's dedicate this episode.
Let's dedicate this episode.
Okay, hands over your hearts, you guys. I want to dedicate this episode to our patrons. You guys are the real MVPs. Thank you so much for your support. If you want to get on the bandwagon, if you want to be friends with us, you guys, you should join our Patreon family. In fact, no, it's not even friends at this point. This is family that you choose. You choose to support two beautiful Black women who are trying to carve a space in their creative, you know, lives to create content for you all. So we have lots of bonus content, fun stuff. And we're willing to kind of, you know, let us know, you guys, have the conversation. What do y'all want to see? There's behind the scenes stuff. Like, I just spilled something that'll be on there. You might enjoy seeing me, flounder in life. I mean, maybe that entertains
you. All flummoxed.
Just, you know what I mean? But yeah, definitely tune into that, you guys. Share our podcast. I also want to just really everybody who supported us and given us sort of a platform this year. I want to just shout you out. Thank you so much. And on a personal note, just all of my friends over the years, you know, friendships do evolve. And even if we don't talk now, like, understand, like, you will always hold a special place in my heart. I've always cherished all of my friends at whatever level I was. And, you know, even if you aren't BFFFFFs, it's still like, I still cherish each friendship for what it is. So shout out to you guys. And what about you?
Yes, and that hearty dedication. I think that was very deserving of our last episode of 2022. My dedication goes out to Meg Thee Stallion. I feel like she gets a lot of hate And I know the reason. Like, she's very outspoken and unapologetic in her confidence, and people don't want to believe her. For people who haven't been watching the news, her she got shot in the foot a couple years ago by Tory Lanez, and now he's in trouble for it. Finally, that's what ended up happening. He got found guilty of possession of a firearm and being, you know, shooting at people. You can't do that, even if you're drunk. So for everybody who doesn't believe her, I encourage you to go read about it, not just maybe listen to things, but like actually read the timeline. It's very interesting. It sounds like niggas getting drunk and shooting. That's the
pretty much the nightly shooting.
We've talked. Yes, exactly. It was what we would try to avoid when we would go out. It's like, let's leave before the nightly shooting. And it usually is over some fuck shit. So yeah.
Wow.
There's also even a text from him the next day where he's like, man, I know you're probably never going to talk to me again. I'm sorry. You know, da 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 da. So yeah, there's a lot of, there's more evidence in the he shot her column than the whoever that other chick, Kelsey chick. That's a very low evidence column. And also for every woman who's not believed when they're abused, like that's usually the majority of how it goes. So you know, nobody else cares, but here at the Fat Podcast, we'll, if you write a book, we'll read it, because that's what you see in these books, somebody getting harmed or attacked and not being believed for whatever. There's always some reason. It's like, what was she wearing? Why is she being so mouthy? Because it does sound like she was going in. Like, usually that's what happens, though, in these shootings. Someone gets, like, really upset. I've been, also,
dedication over.
We've run out of music at this point. But like, also just a side shout out to Prim's Hood Cinema. I got like super into that like this holiday weekend. Like he is very similar, not very similar, but same thing. He just reviews movies. And I just noticed in a lot of them when they're, you know, right when the nightly shooting happens, it's usually over somebody says something you didn't like. And then somebody's like, and then it's like, you hurt my feelings and I don't have a retort, so I'm gonna shoot you now.
Pew 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 pew, pew, pew.
Oh, y'all niggas gonna die tonight.
It's very unfortunate.
It is
that, you know, it comes down to just like, let's just shoot them, you know.
Or any when we did Banned Books Week and we have authors who've gotten death threats because of the things they've written or said, that's one of my least favorite things, when you ask a question or you bring up a point and someone meets you with violence. You know, that's one of my least favorite things. It's like, I was just asking a question.
You seem so innocent. First of all, I know this isn't what this episode's about, but that just makes me laugh because although I cannot relate to, you know, actually taking out a gun and like shooting somebody because I disagree or I've been angry, I can definitely relate to wanting to and having punched somebody after hearing words I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say that, you know, it's a low vibration, but also it's real. And
well, it's also why I don't talk a lot of shit in front of people. Like,
that's facts. I mean, that's why I do know that is a reality.
I'm just talking about like if I ask a question, though.
Sure.
Like, I've never been someone for roasting, for when I'm too sensitive. Like, because as soon as you come at me, I'll cry. So, but also too, because if you say the wrong thing, like, yeah, it could get punchy. And ever since everybody had guns, shooty.
That's the part. So yeah, know your audience, guys. Also, try not to shoot and punch people. It's not nice. And so let's just get into the episode. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So like I said, I wanted to talk about friendship specifically because I feel like our house was built on this. Like, I was trying to figure out ways that I could have a creative outlet and spend time with my friends. And our book club was always that for us. And, you know, we're coming up on damn near 30 years of friendship, and I don't think that that's nothing. Like, that's a big deal.
I think it's an accomplishment.
It's a big accomplishment that I'm super proud of. And I think that I just wanted to sort of get into like what friendship is. So like, I was just kind of looking up definitions, like how is it defined if you were like to read up on it or whatever. And one definition said that friendship is a relationship of mutual affection between people. It's a stronger form of interpersonal bonds than an acquaintance or association, such as a classmate, neighbor, coworker, or colleague. So that's a pretty broad definition. How would you define like friendship? Just
I actually sent it to you today on Instagram.
Did you?
Uh-huh. I follow like this account called Word Porn. And they always have like these cute little quotes and stuff like that. Okay, the closest best friends are usually just two people who spoke one day and thought, this person is just as weird and fucked up as I am. And that's beautiful.
I like it. Yeah. I like how succinct that is, because you know mine's going to be all blabbly and blah, 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 blah. I mean, that does just kind of sum it up. I think definitely there's reciprocity that has to be there. Usually there's, you know, something in common. So, or some sort of admiration. Like I think about all of my friends, there's usually something that I admire deeply about them on a personal level, facts, professional level, trust, and then, you know, support and showing up. Like, I think, you know, it's times all of those things. And I think that's what we've had. And I think that's what makes it unique. And honestly, just making the time, you know what I mean? Like actually making it a priority, just like anything else. So, you know, with that in mind, I do think that it made me think about our friendship, because with the holidays and stuff, I was like, man, I remember I used to pack my husband up. We would go to your aunt and uncle's house. First thing, you guys were always our first stop. Did a little gift exchange over there. Had a fantastic Christmas brunch. Okay. That was amazing.
It was pretty great.
God, it was amazing. And, you know, then we'd head to my husband's parents' house. Then we head to my mom's, and it was a whole situation. And I traveled around. And now that I have my own children and stuff like that, you know, I was like, okay, I got to make my own tradition. And so, I don't leave my home now, you know, that's the evolution.
Love it.
But one of my favorite things about Christmas was Christmas brunch. So I straight up jacked that from your auntie, because I just loved it. And I figured, what better way?
Invent Christmas brunch.
It was just the brunch I was exposed to.
Okay.
And my mom always cooked breakfast too. So I just associated like Christmas morning with being at home.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of food, you know, just grazing all day. So
that would,
you know, shout
out
to you. Shout out to your aunt, man. Like that was awesome. That was like, when I thought about how I wanted my Christmases to be, I had her in mind. And so, you know,
I know. Yeah, I was thinking the other day about how, because when I was scheduling something earlier and I just put it in my calendar as dinner with the baddies.
Let's
and I'm
go.
Like, man, there's been a lot of baddies in my life, like just my whole life, to the point where I'm just like, Oh, not everybody has baddies.
Not everybody does.
That must suck.
It has to suck.
Oh, man. I see why people do so much to get them.
Listen,
I'm like...
It's a real thing. And then, you know, speaking about Christmas traditions and about like fighting for your time with your friends and stuff like that, we every year... I mean, we've done this now. I don't even remember how many years.
I would have to ask Google Photos.
Yeah, they'd give us a rundown, but like
they would.
Christmas,
it's like this year, this day last year, in the past
Christ.
Eight, it'd be flooring me too. I'll be like, damn, Google, you shook me with that one. How am I this old? What shouldn't I be like? So childish. You mentioned that earlier with the like, don't hit me. I just asked a question.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's bizarre. Like time is incessant.
It's super duper weird, especially at this point too. So it just got me thinking about like how when you're a little person, you know, like I remember being at the park, man, I met friends everywhere I went. You understand me? Like we're friends now. You locked eyes with me.
Welcome
Let's
to my
go.
World.
Let's do this. And just how, you know, you move into, you know, maybe college and high school, you have lots of free time and then you're always around people your age. So there's so many opportunities to make friends. But as you get older, the pool gets smaller, you know, it's work. And then like, especially once you start a family and a job and a career and kids and all that stuff. I mean, friends end up, I feel like that's where we always make the cuts at, right? Like that's always kind of where we draw the line. And so I was like, well, what's been the thing that's kept us together? Because I mean, there have been times where we weren't talking all the time, or we, you know, or maybe just we weren't talking, you know what I'm saying? Really?
It was usually during childbirth birthings.
Yeah. And what I like is that I don't ever feel like it got held against anybody. You know, I think by the time I had kids, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew. But even when you had kids and I didn't, I always was the friend who would come to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will come to your grandma's house. I'll come to your house. I'll come to you because I know you have kids. It's easier for me to move around. And yeah, I think it's just sort of meeting your friends where they are at that time and taking what you can get. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I honestly was just thinking about like watching you evolve into a mom because that was really, really fun. Like, and just knowing too, because, you know, we were talking about, you know, my aunt's brunch and everything like that. Because, you know, we talk about you. And it was like, yeah. And it was like, yeah, she's just like, you know, she's like, it's amazing because I knew you'd be a good mom. But like seeing you be a mom and bringing all the strengths of your character into raising children, it's been really inspiring. Like, oh, it's like,
and don't say like just inspiring. God.
I'm
embarrassing.
Moni, I'm an artist. So like, I'm always looking for inspiration. But no, seriously, like, really, that's life. Awesome. Like, life is inspiration. And it's like, wow, like, that is really beautiful seeing you pour that, like, that nurturing organization into young lives. And it shows because your kids are terrific. One thing I'm realizing now too, it's like, it's very noticeable when a child is and isn't well cared for. And it's the work of life that goes so unrecognized. And the reward is the, you know, the human being that you raise, but absolutely, while you're doing it, there's no rewards. You get Mother's Day, but that's kind of like,
right,
like
everybody
told you
feels
best,
obligated.
And you were part of the best Mother's Day I ever had, which was without my kids when we went to Cancun. That was and this was before you had kids, but I was like, yeah, oh, this coincides with Mother's Day. But you know what?
Damn, it sure did. It was in May. Oh my God.
That was the best month. And that it was during amazing. Swine flu. So nobody was at the resort. So it was kind of like lightweight, a perfect vacation for me. Because even though I like meeting people, it was kind of cool, like having the resort to ourselves a little bit. So was a really great. I'm going to pull up a picture here. Boom.
Oh my God. So cute.
I want to say
2009.
2009.
Don't think that.
So yeah,
that
was
know.
A year before I had my second child.
Yeah, because let's see, 2009. I went to Cancun so many times in my 20s that it is ridiculous. Like, basically was like, listen, this is my spot. It was like a twice a year situation. So I'm like, wait, 2009.
Mexico is beautiful. And yeah. I remember it was great because once again, I would never have gone to Mexico if it wasn't for Moni. That would not have been my ministry at all. Like, no. So she was like, yeah, we're going. I'm like, all right. And it was transformative. And I just remember, it's so weird. Like, I was like, oh, people are happy to see us.
Oh my God.
Like, we would just be walking and people would like wave. And I'm like, this is different.
Yo, man, it was a whole vibe. It was definitely, who knew?
I recommend it. Everybody should travel outside the country at least.
Yes,
once.
But with good friends. Don't do that shit. Y'all saw what happened to that one girl, man. What was her name? The black lady who died.
I should look it up. Was it Lauren?
That shit was terrible. I honestly couldn't even really look at it that much.
I didn't either. I was avoiding it because it was so scary.
Because I think about like how much trust you have to have in the people you're traveling with. And just as a word of advice that no one asked for, like, I think before you travel with friends, you guys, y'all really got to think about who the hell y'all traveling with. Because not everybody is a travel friend. You know, like, there's levels to this shit. And everybody doesn't get to share your space to that extent. And I mean, her case has to be one of the most extreme examples.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the notes. But she went out of town with her friends. Where were they? Do you remember where they went?
I would have to like read the article. Yeah. So I kind of avoided a lot of the details because it was so sad. But I've had issues too where I've traveled with people. I'm like, I cannot travel with these people. Like, they obviously do not have my best interests at heart, or they're stupid.
Yeah,
so either are. Or like that sometimes people, it's not necessarily that they're malicious. Like, some people are too stupid to travel with.
That part.
So you have to be on the lookout for that. Or too young. Because I feel like the people I was like, oh, don't
shit. Broke, young, all the adjectives.
So listen to
Moni. Not shitting on broke folks. I'm just saying.
Just listen to Moni and Kat. Like, when
Please.
You're when you should travel, but be safe. Research where you're going. Know where the U.S. Embassy is. Know that your whatever privilege you have in America is not going to travel with you. And
travel with your friends.
And so definitely learn about the country you're going into. Don't go into this thing of like, you should accommodate me. Like every time you go visit somewhere, you should be polite.
Yes, you should. So, yeah, man, it's just, it can get really bad. And then being like in a foreign place, especially, and then being with a group of people who you don't feel like have your back or you don't know what the hell is going on can just be scary and not fun. So anyway, just a little word of advice or whatever, but I wanted to touch on just the importance of friendships, because I found this little article. There was a Mayo Clinic. I'll leave it in the notes. These aren't my words, but it says quality friendships are extremely important to our general happiness. In 2017, this study in the Journal of Personal Relationships found that the presence of strong friendships are actually more indicative to overall health and happiness in old age than even family involvement and support. The benefits of friendship in general, however, are lifelong. Research has shown that people with good friends often feel happier, less stressed, and like they belong more than those without friends. Having a strong network of buddies also increases self-confidence. Plus, they provide a much needed emotional support during trying times like illness, loss of loved ones, or divorce.
Word.
For real.
Word.
Yeah. Because.
Strong agree.
Yeah. I think about.
It's funny. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just. So real quick. I was just thinking like how, you know, it's a balancing act, right? All the relationships, kids, friends, all that stuff. And, you know, say for instance, there's somebody who has a relationship and it's new and they're dating and it's like, you know, you feel like your friend's forgotten about you maybe because they're spending all their time with this person. And, you know, fast forward down the road 6 months later and your new relationship ain't new no more and it blows up in your face, who's the first fucking person you're gonna call? It's gonna be your goddamn buddies. Friend. Now you better hope it's the kind of friend who can just say to you, you know what, that was some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? You better be glad I'm taking your raggedy ass back. You better be glad I love you because that was some fucked shit. You could have called me, you could have been, you know, whatever, but you can't. Point being, like, you have to find space for your friends because those are the people who support you when your life blows up, man. Like, you can't alienate yourself from your friends to the point or not throw out bones every once in a while to just be like, hey, I'm here, I thought about you, because those are the people who are going to hold you down. So I think that's really, really super important, because again, friends add everything. You see the evidence. I just said it. I read it from an article, so it must be true.
So it's got to be true. I was just thinking, because something I'd read like a long, long time ago about how, you know, in different societies, like we live in the English speaking Western world. So we're taught that your soulmate is someone of the opposite sex that you'll fall in love with and reproduce with and be in love with forever and complete you. And so, but that is the general narrative.
It
right?
is very much so.
And so I was reading about other cultures, and a lot of prevailing narratives is that your soulmate will probably be someone of the same sex that you're friends with. And that will kind of be through your lifelong journey, because for one, those are just usually more sustainable. And too, this is someone who will actually understand you. Like a lot of things, it's funny because so much of the communication is not like we don't say things out loud, but a lot of it's just understood. Like I don't have to say like, hey, I'm super stressed out right now, so this is why I'm not reaching out a whole bunch. Or because I can always tell when you're super busy at work, because I'm like, oh, she usually would have touched in by now. She's super busy today. So I know just to like, I'll just let her work.
Yeah.
And sure. Also, not too, like, and I think, but you know what? I'm going to blame you a little bit for why I have trouble with my romantic relationships, because I do not like not being understood. Like, I'm so used to being understood for how I am. Right. Super normal. So it's like, you know, the sauce isn't normal. So like now when like in romantic relationships, honestly, I don't think men really like me, like on the whole in general. Like a lot of times that's why it feels weird to be like, oh, this is someone who should be my soulmate. I'm like, in general, most men don't really get me. So
I think that a lot of women probably really like,
no,
when
it's
they
your
really
fault
think about it, they think they feel like that, because I, you know, it's like, good thing I'm you know, good thing I have the things I have, because otherwise I just don't know.
Yeah, for the most part, it's not giving, like, yeah, I'm usually, I find the most success. It's so unfortunate, but I find the most success when I just don't talk that much.
I think that men like that too. Sometimes.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like, you said too much. You said too much. Just you're ruining the fantasy. But that's what they, you know, I mean, I think too, that's just the way we're socialized. And that's, you know, technically that is probably a whole nother conversation. But the article that I did read had a little, it had like a little fact about male female relationships, and it didn't go in like I wanted it to, because we had been talking about if it's even possible to be friends. But it says guys and girls in friendship, and it says although there's a lot of similarities between these kinds of friendships, experts have observed that women tend to bond over shared intimacies and secrets, whereas men tend to bond over shared activities, like sports or whatever. So
or going out to get girls,
sure, you know, whatever the, you know, top golf, you know, however you get down out here in these streets. But, you know, male friendships might, they say they might be more durable because they demand less from the other person than female relationships. So we tend, according to this article, to have higher expectations. And I wanted to ask you, have you ever had a friendship where, you know, your expectation of what it meant to be a good friend didn't match up with like another friend's? Because I think sometimes that can be the hard part, where it's like, you know, here are my expectations of what a friend is, texting every day or da 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 da. And you're like, yeah, I mean, I really just want to be able to.
Not that, well, not directly. Well, maybe with me too, but I've noticed that with my daughter and my mom. They've both had this conversation with me about how they've had friends who've been like, well, you don't communicate with me enough and you're a bad friend. Whereas I think I'm very similar to my mom. My daughter's a little more extroverted, but she's also pretty well self-contained too. So like, I remember my ex, he was like upset by the like amount that I called my mom. Like, I don't call my mom a lot. Like, there's just,
he wanted you to call her more?
Yes. Cause like he would talk to his people like every day, but I don't even really like being on the phone like that. Like, you're one of the few people I will talk to on the phone because we have stuff to talk about for real. Right, like we're usually like catching up or something like that. Like there's a lot to, you know,
but when we don't though, it's like, I know I'm just talking. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to talk to you later. Cause I know I'm just like blabbing. Cause I can just always talk. It's like, okay, I'm going to let you go now.
Yeah. But like, for the most part, I don't really like being on the phone. And right. So for people who like that and like need that, I'm not the friend for you. But the good news is that how many billions of people are there on the planet?
Like, right. I would venture to say that like in every relationship, you're kind of sort of negotiating the thing. So like, if I know you are a good hearted person and you make a fantastic friend, maybe I can get over not getting phone calls all the time, because instead I'll just decide we'll meet up once a month. We'll get together. We'll have a brunch and then we can talk then, because you'll talk face to face. Like that's valuable too. So sometimes I think it's just reassessing what's important to you as a friend. And honestly, it's communicating that. Like, I think that like a lot of times we expect our friends, because they're our friends, to just fucking know. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, because then you could just say to your friend, you know what, I'm not really a phone person. Like I will never be the friend that's going to call you on the phone every day. We can text a little bit, but like, let's just meet up. That's easier for me. That makes more sense. You know, if that's something you can take not personally, then, you know, we can probably do this. But I think you have to be able to, you know, move around and accept people for who they are. You know what I mean? And not try to fit them into a box. But of course, you know, if it's a deal breaker, then it's a deal breaker. But I mean,
and I'm realizing now too, like you said, there's because like we have friends too. Like we have the joke, like, it's spring, we can be friends again.
Oh my god,
you know, because it's like
we're
just
weather friends.
Yeah, like it's it's so cold, it's hard to get out and, you know, make stuff happen. But
right, and there ultimately, and those friends, in all fairness too, are more introverted friends. Like they are two of our friends who are definitely more like in their cocoon. They get into their work thing and then they're not as social. So with that in mind, I mean, like that gives them some space, and then we can joke about it. But then also too, you know, sometimes we I know myself. Let me not act like I don't know if it's always you. You're always really good. You're very responsive. So that's nice. So it's nice to feel that enthusiasm. Like if I'm throwing something out, you're always like, yeah, you know, like, oh, okay, Kat's on board. Yeah. Nice, you know, excitement.
I want that to be my gift.
Yeah, my husband doesn't do that when I say let's go do something. He's not like, you know, his face doesn't ever even change. Like whatever, just
cool ass nigga.
Yeah, he's just so cool. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things where we can joke about it. They meet us where we are, and I feel like it's just, I don't know, like I feel like it's nice to kind of understand your friends, and I do have to drag them out sometimes for certain things. An important part of friendship means that like both people want to participate. And so what I'm getting ready to say, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm a bully, but like for those friends, I do sometimes peer pressure them into meeting up with us because I know they need it. Mm-hmm. I know that it's going to be one of those things that they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad you texted. I'm so glad that you kept texting and made sure that we got out and did this, because I wouldn't have done that.
Not kept texting.
Kept texting and just kept texting. And
it's like, hey.
It's like, so, guys. And it'll like, be like hey, months guys. Hey, guys. It'll be months in advance so that I can kind of like slow roll it. Like, hey, what you want to do for your birthday?
Right.
And then hit them 30 days before.
Go from general to specific.
Yeah. And well, you know, but anyway, it's, you know, part of that is just meeting people where they are and, you know, being cool with that. Like, I always just feel like I can't really ask for a lot from my friends, but I've never been in a situation where I've needed something or reached out and it's not been reciprocated back to me. So I don't know. I feel like I've been pretty lucky in the friendship zone. Like I have a lot of
same. I think really a lot nice of it. Friends. The Chinese have a phrase, and I don't know it in Mandarin, but it's better to be lucky than
so
good.
I know, right?
I'll plug it in.
That.
I'll be like,
do not even. Matter of fact, just lip sync it and then just play it like a bad dubbed over movie. Is that even worse? Do we get canceled for that? We're old. I don't know, you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. But yeah, it's better to be lucky than good. Seriously. Yeah, in life, man. Sometimes you just stumble into, you know,
into stuff. Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Yeah, I love it. So I am and I think too, is just to, there's no ulterior motives. Usually when I'm meeting people that I genuinely connect with, it's not like I'm trying to get something necessarily. Like I'm.
Oh, we have that
interested.
Joke every time. Like every we like have dinner and stuff. It's like, oh, we had a great time, and we don't even have to put out.
You know what I mean? We just we're here because we wanted to be. And we going home with our leftovers, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You know, and maybe some hair products if Kat's there. She might just bless you like that. I was like, thank you, friend.
I like giving out hair products.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. What else did I want to...
We're supposed to do the quiz, but I didn't even finish mine.
We won't have enough time anyway. So that's
maybe we can save that for the Patreon. So maybe you guys should sign up for Patreon.
Definitely sign up for
Patreon. And you get to hear our little quiz answers.
Yeah, that
would be fun. Let know some things about us.
Yeah, there's just so much, you guys. I mean, there's definitely there's levels to this too. We're talking about friendship in a broad sense. Like, obviously, you have, you know, friends and then like really close friends and BFFs and stuff. And I think it's just good to be honest about, you know, expectations sort of what you expect in a friend.
And especially in adult relationships, because we've gone from a juvenile into an adult relationship.
Yes.
So a lot of the expectations have changed.
Yeah, think about how much time we used to spend together. We would be together all the fucking time. Like, because what else do we have to do? It was like,
I mean, and plus in real life, you kind of need a buddy.
It's like, just fun.
Like, and plus, it's like Mario and Luigi. Like, it's easier to clear the level if you have them.
Pam and Gina, we just talked about it. Iconic.
We did. And sometimes they switch. You know what I mean? Like, because they'll...
Who? I was waiting for you to...
Who was that?
Reese and Cephas or Cephas and Reese?
I do not know who
First
that
of
is.
All, yes, you do. And I'm going to find the clip and send it to you so you can play it right now. It's from A Living Color. It was a musical
duo. Oh, and
duo.
We still together.
No, it was like, they were singing, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. There it is. There it is, Muppet. Okay. Listen, yes, Muppet. Don't have the...
Okay, you're right. I do remember that.
You know, classic
that
duos.
Show was so good.
So funny, you guys. I know
it could
it's
not
showing
exist
our age,
now.
But it was so fun. No, I was just watching it like
because
yeah,
you
no.
know what? We were also, you know, who we're also were like? Blaine Edwards and Antoine Merriweather.
Who? Because, oh, the men on film.
Yes, because we review media. Because there was, I think they did do a men on books.
Oh my God, I
and
love
they did men on vacation. And you can tell they were having a ball. Cross-dressing is fun.
Oh my
God. You can't
gosh.
Tell me
it
it's
must
not.
Be. Because they were a whole vibe, okay? My guy friend. Well, I mean, I don't even know. I can't even.
I don't either. I
feel
I can't call
all
it.
This pressure because there's so many
Why?
Things I want to say.
You could, you started reading the book, right? Our next book?
I did. Oh my gosh. I'm so
oh,
excited.
Oh, so should we spin the wheel or do we announce it? What do we do?
You know what? Let's just spin the wheel. Fuck it. Yeah.
Let's go.
Spin it.
Oh, wow. So this has been mentioned on the show before. Do you want to announce it or do you want me to announce it?
You know what? I can announce it. So I'm really excited to read this book. It has come highly recommended. It is a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And it's by Mark Manson, who I haven't read any of his books, but I know he ghost wrote for Will Smith and lots of other people. And I'm enjoying it so far. I actually started it and it's giving me life. So I think it's a really great book to start the year off, top of the year, because you do need to understand like what to give a fuck and not to give a fuck about. Because you only have so many fucks, guys.
I give an F about this podcast and all of our listeners who stuck out with us. Thank you so much.
I know you guys.
And keep hanging on. It's just going to get better. We're getting better.
It definitely
is. I feel like we're getting better.
We are getting better every day. Better every day.
Before we go, we must give thanks to Urban Nerd for providing our music, and legal services were handled by Trezanne M. Atkins. If you like what you heard, please feel free to join us every Wednesday for another fake-ass book club.
Cheers.
Thank you guys for listening. You can check us out at thefabpodcast.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you're listening right now. We want to hear from you. Come put it in our life. Thanks again. And until next time, peace, love, and the Fake Ass Book Club. We out.